712 Galesburg's Morning News. Well, we can talk about lots of different things that are issues here in the state of Illinois, but we're going to start with one in particular. Joined this morning by 37th District State Senator Chuck Weaver. Senator, good morning. Thanks for coming in with us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Tom, thanks for having me. Great to be over here today.
Well, one of the issues that's it's been going on for a number of years now. We've talked about it with all the local superintendents. You've talked with all of them. You've dealt with it in the legislature, school funding. And there's a lot of things that relate to that. And one of those things right now is a teacher shortage here in Illinois, and there's a lot of reasons for it. I remember several years ago I was working over the Bloomington area and interviewing Mark Jontry, the regional superintendent of schools there, and he was telling me at that point that number one, there's not as many students going into education, and
That's
we've got
correct.
Some great secondary education for teachers here.
Yes, we do.
But a lot of those that were going in are leaving the state for a number of different reasons.
Yeah, so I think we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg of this issue. I was looking up some numbers this morning, just be prepared for you. And when you look from 2009 to 2014, nationally, 35% less people have entered education, and 23% less have actually completed education. Now, you take those numbers and add them to Illinois because of the dynamics of what's been going on with our budget with regard to people's fears over pensions. Some of those fears are not real, by the way, but it's perception. Illinois has dropped 56% on number of people entering the field, and then that's to go into school, and 66% for completers coming out of school. Those are horrendous numbers, and some of those things can be fixed, you know, budgetary. We added $350 million to the school budget this past year, which I think is excellent. I think no one disagrees with that. But there's also a lot of other things that come into why that shortage is happening.
You know, a part of it that people talk about, teacher pay. If you've been doing it for a while, you're in the right district, you can make a pretty good living at it. And it's better than it used to be. For instance, when my parents got into it.
Yeah, you said your family.
Yeah, even by the time they retired. Yeah, both my parents and a sister, and then my other sister actually is the office manager of the Department of Education at Illinois State. So my family near.
Wait, your sister's the head of Department of Education at Illinois State?
Right, in the office manager.
Got it. Well, I tell you, it's one of the best known in the state. I mean, it's a fantastic program.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Yeah. The educators going through that program, Western Illinois, locally here at Monmouth and Knox, and it just, as you said, not as many of them even going into it, but then you have that percentage that are going into it that, and maybe, like you said, the pension, I think, is one of the big things. And so you said that's more of a perception problem.
Yeah, you know, constitutionally in Illinois, you cannot take a vested pension away, right? So it is there. There's been changes made with regard to people entering. And this is terrible timing for that. We've got to figure out how to fix our pension problems. But there has been changes there that also are going to add to this problem.
Yeah, and I suppose that perception is it's like, oh, yeah, well, constitutionally it's guaranteed, but is the money there?
That's correct. And that is the fear. And because it's constitutionally protected, if the dollars aren't in the actual pension fund, there's going to be a requirement that tax are increased to actually make sure those payments are made.
State Senator Chuck Weaver joining us here this morning. And Senator, some of the other things that I think are keeping people away, and I guess my question is going to be, does this have to do more with the State Board of Education or the legislature? We all want our teachers to be highly qualified, and we probably, coming out of our schools here, some of the best qualified teachers
That's
in
correct.
The country. But some of the requirements, there just keeps getting more and more and more requirements at the cost of that student who's already paying to go to school. Are those things, is that through the State Board of Education?
Those are through the State Board.
Okay.
And the State Board, you know, we work with them. We can change the laws. The State Board has a very strong position, and obviously we should be listening to them with regard to the direction. Basic skills testing in Illinois increased a few years back. That's also one of our problems that plays in. And then there's also background checks, things like that are on the cost of the student. And so that's, you know, $100, $200 doesn't seem like a lot of money. When you're a student, you're saying, wait a minute, where's that money coming from? And those may have to be paid multiple times as they go to different districts to interview. And we are working on a lockbox system where those background checks can be done and then available through the ROE or something, as opposed to multiple times.
Yeah, I watched that. I know somebody, Illinois State student, and with multiple between student teaching and other things in districts, through being in the Pekin School District, then in the Bloomington District School District, then the Normal School District, three different background checks.
Correct.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things we're working on as a bill to correct that and allow a difference. In fact, I'm sitting here in Galesburg today. You know, Jody Scott leads my education advisory committee. So I've got one person per county. She's the chair of that. And for myself, what I did to work on this is Peoria Public Schools is where I first became aware of the shortage a year and a half ago. They gave me a list of items they thought could be good solutions. I brought those to Jody, and we shopped those issues around. We ended up with about 41 potential solutions, went to took those, narrowed them down some, went to the Democrats, said, hey, what can you work with us on? Went to the governor's office, what can you work with us on? And there's some good items moving forward that can help this.
And a lot of things, there's a lot of the mandates, a lot of unfunded mandates, and some of the mandates come from the federal government as well.
Correct. So, you know, one of the things that came out of the school funding adjustment that happened last summer is adjustment to how mandates are handled locally. Had you been aware of that? Had you heard the background on that?
No.
I think it's a great program, a great structure with regard to any mandates placed on a district other than licensure or safety. The school board can say, we want that waived. And then it comes back to the legislature. And instead of having to go through the complete legislature like it used to, what happens now is the four leaders each have a vote, and three of them must vote against the waiver. Otherwise, the waiver passed. And I'm going to be partisan for just a second, because it's very clear there's a distinction. Republicans tend to avoid demanding waiver or demanding mandates going down to districts. And if you watch the votes, it's very clear on that happens. Democrats tend to encourage them. So if you have two Republicans that are sitting on that four, which you always will, they're the four different leaders, four different caucuses, very seldom will those waiver requests get overturned.
State Senator Chuck Weaver, 37th District, joining us here this morning, talking first off about the teacher shortage here in the state of Illinois. So what can we do, or what are you trying to do to kind of combat this?
So there's one very good bill in the House that will be coming over, and I've been working with Representative Bennett on that bill, as well as there's a Representative Mayfield out of Chicago, Republican, Democrat. And what their effort is to try to – where's the low-hanging fruit that we can get the most relief as quickly as possible? So there's three things that they've got. One of them, reciprocity, which is a term that means reciprocal arrangements with other states. That can people from other states as a trailing spouse, whatever, when they come here, will they be able to actually bring their license with them? I believe we're going to end up with that as pretty open. Now, that troubles me a little, because as I was talking to the governor's office, I said, maybe open it up for a year. But in reality, what we have to do is say, are those states where they're coming from, do they also have the high standards? Because we do have high standards for our teachers here. So there's a balancing act to happen there yet. The next thing is, and people say, wait a second, are they double dipping? Retired teachers coming back in and teaching. They are not double dipping. They will not increase their pension to come back in. So people need to take that off of their concerns, because people worry about how that works. They will get a salary, obviously, and they're all still getting their pension at home. But that retired teacher has a right to go work anywhere they want to. Why can't they come back in the classroom while we're in this period of time of stress? And then finally, some relief with regard to how substitute teachers can fill in, because there's a tremendous substitute teacher. And that will be more of a temporary fix on that one.
Yeah, and that's an issue I know we've had locally. Knoxville, among other districts, have talked about, and even in Galesburg, making changes. What do? We increase the pay and that type of thing? And, mm-hmm. and again, requirements for that have gotten more stringent.
Well, difficulty, and where does the dollars come from? Mm-hmm. But that's the I looked at some charts this morning just to really be prepared for you, and about 36% of teachers say it's a pay issue. But the second number is really the one that we can all be working on, and that is the criticism of our teachers, the failure to support our teachers. And, you know, if a teacher's doing something wrong, we understand that. But sometimes you need to say to your child first, you know, I think I need to hear the other side of this story, you know, and support the teachers that are out there, because as a whole, they're a great group of people trying to make a difference.
37th District State Senator Chuck Weaver joining us. There's a meme I see floating around on Facebook it's a little cartoon that's exactly that. It's you know, from, I don't know if the time frame, the old days, it's the parents and the teacher and the child sitting there, the parents looking at the child, why did you get this bad grade? Current, it's the parents yelling at the teacher, why did he get this bad grade?
Exactly,
there's that whole respect.
We were raised alike, and I think most people are, and there's the handful that don't understand the importance of what these people are doing and how you have to pump the brakes. You know, I used to run restaurants, and I would have parents come to me and say, why did this happen to my child? And I would start with this: I will do whatever you want, but what I'm trying to do is help you raise your child. right? And they go, really, well, explain that to me. I said, well, he did something wrong, and I mean, right. I could straighten him out or you could straighten him out, but let's get on the same team here.
Yeah.
And
which,
that's how parents need to look at it.
Yeah, which teachers, and if you own a restaurant, whatever, shouldn't have to be doing that, but in this
it's
day and
a reality.
Age, it is a reality.
You bet.
37th District State Senator Chuck Weaver joining us here this morning. So you got the House bill, and hopefully you'll hope to get that passed and get in the Senate. You mentioned the reciprocity, and that's the interesting thing with the students that come out of college here in the state of Illinois with the requirements. They can pretty much go anywhere in the country. It's like, oh, you went to school in Illinois. Yeah, you can teach here.
You bet.
I mean, and so it's, as you said, it's a fine line because those coming in may not have had all the testing and the level of education you've gotten here to be a teacher.
You know, the thing that we're working on now over in the Senate, and we've been floating, I've worked with management as well as unions, as well as the governor's office. Very difficult one. Our basic skills tests are so high that I had a fact at Bradley. One of the ladies that teaches over there, she said, I have a student who is a valedictorian from high school, cannot pass her basic skills test. But this person, hard worker, she said, when you meet her personality plus, she would be a fantastic teacher, can't pass the basic skills test. So there's two things out there. There's basic skills, and there's also that you have to get a 22 on the ACT. Those are two paths to get there. We're trying to add a third path and work with the governor's office of a person that may have difficulty testing, especially in some minority groups are having a hard time passing, that can we give them a provisional license while they get out and we can find out if they get the job done or not.
Absolutely. So it sounds like some good things going on, trying to get things moving in the right direction to help with the teacher shortage here in the state of Illinois. State Senator Chuck Weaver joining us here this morning. One of the other things, you are on the governor's public safety commission. So, of course, a lot of talk about gun control, gun safety, and that you'll actually be meeting later this afternoon in Springfield. Is that right?
3 o'clock is our first meeting of that. He ramped this up about 3 weeks ago, just when all the gun laws were coming and saying, hey, guys, I use the term again, pump the brakes, because a number of those bills were overreaching. I think even the people that are anti-gun, if they read these bills and say, wait a second, there's things in here that don't really help the problem, that are still taking away rights from people. And so he has 6 items that he feels are important that we need to be watching. And those are 6 different committees that be working on solving those.
Well, and it's unfortunate that people will just jump on quickly when an incident, whether it's Parkland or whatever, happens.
Tragedy.
And we're gonna jump on and boom, legislation right now. Well, you need to. I don't care what the legislation is. You need to think about it. There needs to be a thought process behind
it. So I don't know if you saw this yesterday in the news. So one of the bills I vote against. Everybody's talking about bump stocks.
Mm-hmm.
I had my own bump stock bill to get rid of bump stocks. The problem is this bump stock bill that passed had in it what's called a preemption clause that allowed local municipalities to preempt state law and put in their own laws. Deerfield, Illinois, yesterday you saw that, is now, and it's not just saying you can't buy guns. It is confiscating guns from people. That is exactly what makes the folks that are gun sportsmen, et cetera, go nuts and saying, wait a second, these are exactly the things we're trying to fight.
Yeah, well, and in an affluent community like that, I'm guessing they're going to have some issues. Hey, nobody's got a gun. That's a tough one.
But we've got a lot of work to do. A lot of these things are societal. Yeah, I just throw something out. 26 of the 27 largest mass shooters, no father in their life. And you know, we've got to look at these things from a lot of different directions. It's not just, and we have to be logical in our gun control as well. Yeah. There's a lot of things we need to be in as a society to help catch the kid who's been bullied, et cetera, that ends up being one of these killers that we are worried about.
Yeah, there's a lot that seems to be missing from the discussion because of the fact that, you know, some of these particular weapons have been available since the 60s, and these things didn't happen until recently. So there's something in the interim that's happened.
I finish one thought on this?
Sure.
The thing that's troubled me the most is, and this is both sides, I'm going to challenge on this.
Mm-hmm.
People have their belief of how you solve the problem or how you don't solve the problem, and they refuse to listen to any other part. And now, as a Republican, I'm going to take some responsibility. We have said, you know, no on the gun control too often without saying yes to here's the other things we need to be presenting as solutions. So that's what the governor is doing here. But we also have to be sure that while there may be some logical gun control out there that's not overreaching, it's fair. People can stand back and say, wait a second. Yeah, this is the way we need to be.
And I guess the answer is that there's not one answer. There's
not
multiple
one answer.
Problems.
And we all need to listen to all the other answers, not just the one that we believe in.
37th District State Senator Chuck Weaver joining us here this morning. Before we wrap up, I got to ask if there's any legislation that we can legislate against Mother Nature to bring a spring. I don't know what's happening here.
I'm on it, and I'll have that done by May 15th.
Oh, I don't know what the heck happened. It's just, I was telling these guys, I went to visit my daughter in Nashville over the weekend. It's sunny and 72 down there on Saturday, and I saw it was like 80 there on like Tuesday. I'm like, what the heck happened here? I don't know what's going on.
Right. Little sunshine yesterday. I felt like it was summer, right?
Yeah,
it's 45
really.
Outside.
Oh, and then the breeze and everything. So well, Senator, thank you so much. Anything else that you'd like to mention?
No,
here this morning?
No, I just want people to. This is a very important election year, and I'm not up, but I'm out here talking because people need to be analyzing what's going on in our state, and we've had a long history of declines, and they have serious decisions to make when it comes to our governor's election this fall, and I really want people, and I'm not, how I would feel about that, but I'm just challenging everybody. Do the math. Make sure you really understand the issues, but you got to get out and vote and weigh in on this.
Yeah, I guess it's people like, well, I know because this letter is behind this person's name, therefore that and that and that. You really need to look at that and see what, how is that so, I guess.
Right. You bet.
Senator, thank you so much for your time. Always appreciate it.
Thank you. You're a good man. Appreciate you.